Let your body and mind relax into the environment, just accepting every experience that you have as Ishwar. Even the experiences generated by your own mind and body, by your own raga dvesha, your desires, even though they're generated from you, the jiva, they still belong to Ishwar in the sense that there's nothing away from the Dharma or away from the laws of Bhagavan. You don't exist outside of Ishwar. So with a welcoming attitude, allowing everything to be just as it is, welcoming as it is, understanding all of your experiences as a manifestation of the order, of Ishwar's order, of the laws, of the Dharma. Just allow them to be with yourself, simply present to them, not rejecting. Anyway, that's why we say welcoming. Welcoming has a positive sense to it. Feel your body and mind relaxing. As they really deeply recognize their place and their natural right to be, their right to exist, because they do exist. Giving that same respect to your thoughts and to your feelings. Giving that same respect and space to all of the people and experiences in the world. They're all here. They have as much right to be here as anyone else. They're all part of Ishwar's order. Allow them to exist, to have their own space. Just focus gently on your own presence, just you, your being, the self that you are. Notice your presence in relationship to all of the experiences that are coming and going. Whatever experiences that pass through. does the shanti and the asangatvam of your own being? Shanti means there's not a ripple of disturbance. Not a ripple of disturbance in your being. The asangatvam, that state of being, untouched, unattached. Because whatever experiences are taking place, your shanti is not touched in any way. Just relax, continue to relax, and notice the fact of that. Allowing all experiences to be, welcoming them, and at the same time, recognizing the shanti asangatvam of your own presence. Continue to bring the mind back to noticing the fact of that. Again, relaxing more deeply, accepting whatever experiences are coming your way, whatever thoughts or feelings. Just welcome them, don't push them away. Just gently focus on your own presence. Noticing the shanti, noticing your own nature. You've been the one who actually illumines your thoughts, your actions, your experiences. You're the one because of whom they are, because of whom they shine. With all of them coming and going. Not touching or changing your nature in any way. To relax. noticing your own presence. What could possibly be done to change your own being? To make it better, to make it worse, improve it, or take something away from your being? Is it subject to any type of change or alteration? If I asked that question about my body, the answer would be immediately yes, it can be hurt, I can improve it, I can do many things to it. There's no question. My sense organs also I can affect if they're if I'm losing my sight, I can wear glasses. If I'm losing my hearing, I can get a hearing aid. I can eat better. I can do things to strengthen them. I can damage them. That's very clear. It's the same with my mind. I can train my mind. I can bring in certain attitudes that will help it have more relative shanti. I can pursue raga dvesha in such a way that makes me upset. Many things can be done to change the mind, positively or negatively. All of these exist within time and space. I affect them by my actions. Others affect them by their actions. Just gently focus on your own presence. Is the same true for your own being? The one who lights up. Positive and the negative experiences. Just notice your own presence. Are you subject to change, to improvement? If you think so, you're probably trying to improve your mind. Mind is subject to improvement, it's subject to becoming more subtle, more quiet, more meditative. But what about me, this conscious being that is myself? Self-evident, But I'm not an object. There's no subject-object relationship here. I simply am conscious being, self-evident. Changeless, timeless. And notice who you are, what you are like. Just relax. Be yourself. Be yourself, differentiated from all the experiences that are coming and going. And just be yourself. Feel your own presence as though expanding. What's really happening there is your mind becomes more resolved into your presence. Your being doesn't actually expand at all, but your mind becomes more absorbed. And so from the standpoint of the mind, it seems like your presence is expanding. Because the mind is resolving. So relaxing, the mind is as though relaxing into you. Does myself want or need anything? Just notice its own nature. Your mind might pop up here and want this or that, and that's fine. It's welcome to want these things. But I'm asking right now, does your being want anything, need anything? Ask your mind if it wants anything and let it tell you what it wants, what it needs, in the presence of your own being. I want, or I would like to have. Feels kind of nice to ask whatever it is in your own presence, in the presence of Ishwara, the self, which is Ishwara. asking in your own presence. Usually the things that you may be asking for are important, meaningful to you. Notice your own presence as your mind thinks of what it might want to be. Spend a few more moments relaxing and letting your mind be with yourself and ask for whatever it wants or needs. Just relaxing deeply into your own presence. Being yourself. Just being yourself.